My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Second Guest Show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. And it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, special edition of it on a short week. Dennis Allen and crew trying to get ready to play Sean Payton and the Broncos Thursday night. And so tonight we'll have on with Mike Haas, the Executive Vice President, General Manager of the Saints, Mickey Loomis. And at 7 o'clock, it'll be Director of Sports Nutrition, Jamie Meeks. And at 7:30, Monday Night Football, right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app. The Buffalo Bills, 3-2, play the 2-3 New York Jets. And Bob, I think the Jets might keep this game close tonight.
Just a hunch.
I think they keep this close tonight.
Well, from a national perspective, I don't know. They want the Jets to be relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, but if
they want Buffalo to be relevant because of Josh.
Yeah, but if I'm blue collar, I'm cheering for the Bills. I'm not cheering for the Jets.
I get you. I understand.
Even though the Jets are considered history the stepchild of the Giants.
Oh, no question.
In New York, but. I want to see turmoil. If the Saints are going through turmoil, I want a number of other teams going through turmoil.
You watch Jerry this morning? Jerry, your boy Jerry Jones?
No, he got a great birthday present. He got a great birthday present when they played the Lions. They got waxed. Okay, the Saints aren't very good, so where does that put Dallas? This is proper English. The Saints are worse, or right now are bad. But the Cowgirls are badder or worser.
They worstesses.
We beat the Cowgirls, we spanked them. Dallas is sorry. They're not any good. I mean, so when you look at that, but I don't know where we're at right now.
If you look
at it, the Saints have now lost four straight games. And ironically, we play in Sean Payton and the Broncos. The last time we lost four straight games, that was Coach Payton's final season in 2021. So that's the similarities there. But I know Sean Payton wants to beat the Saints really bad. And the Saints organization wants to beat the Broncos and Sean Payton really bad. But I don't know. We're not playing flag football. Are we playing tackle? I mean, it's not two-hand touch. And it's good if you can punch the ball out and still get the tackle. I'm looking at Paul Sotodebo one time. He's ball hawking. But you got to make the tackle and then maybe punch it out. I've never seen that bad of poor tackling. And this is what Coach Allen said. The consistently poor tackling, he said, I thought our tackling was atrocious in the game. That's an understatement. I don't know. Is there an adjective worse than atrocious? I don't know. That's pretty damn bad.
You on the low list.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it, you know, we missed 16 tackles. That was a season high, obviously. And the Saints gave up 8 plays of 20-plus yards, 19 explosives, defined as a play that goes for at least 16 passing yards, at least 12 rushing yards. You know, they kind of break it down. Now, and then you look at it, we also allowed more than 50 points for the first time since 2012. I think that was probably when Spags was running that Saints defense.
What year that was?
2012.
Oh, yeah.
And allowed the second most yards in franchise history, 594. So that's 600 to me. So, you know, coming into the game, you know, and that's Dennis Allen's baby. He's in charge of the defense.
Bob, that's what's disturbing.
Well, I mean, we came into the game having yielded 133 yards a game, 5 yards a carry. And then the Bucs get 277 yards rushing, 8 yards, 7.9, basically 8 yards a carry. We can't tackle. I mean, it's as simple as that. You can't sugarcoat it. Now, I don't know, like Coach Allen said, that do we have to do more tackling drills? But I don't know.
Can't do that on a short week.
And then with the collective bargaining agreement, yeah. Mike, the way it is now, you can't tackle players because somebody might get hurt, God forbid. Oh, no, we can't really tackle. We can tackle a dummy, or we can show more form tackling. But, no, that'll be interesting to see going forward where exactly the Saints are at. But, you know, the Buccaneers had 5 gains. They talk about chunk plays of 30 or more yards and 10 runs of 10 or more yards. So it was just like it was the varsity against the JV. The problem is Tampa Bay is a division opponent. We're now we wanted to in the division. So what are we having to do? Having to play catch up. So that's never good when you look at that. But the bottom line is it was one of the most disappointing losses. I'd have to say under Dennis Allen and where we at right now. If you look at the second quarter, I said at halftime, maybe, you know, we turned the tie. We down 17-0. But you look, they were outscored 44-0 in the other three quarters, first, third, and fourth quarter. So it was nothing good, nothing to write home about. A very disappointing loss. And what's even more disappointing, because the head coach, that being Dennis Allen, he's in charge of the defense. So to have that kind of outing, it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen Thursday night because it's going to be here before you know it when we play in Denver.
Bob, the one thing about Sean, he's a football shark in the water. Okay, you smell that blood in the water, he's going to go after you. Okay, that the last 2 weeks.
But are the Broncos that the Broncos?
The Broncos
aren't that good.
Offensively are not real.
Yeah, with Bo Nix and all that. No,
but
no.
Man, their defense is good.
Yeah, so what if their offense has success against our defense? That'd be extremely disappointed. I mean, players we're counting on and leaders and all that, all of a sudden, Cam Jordan, and, you know, he came out with an interception on that batted pass by Brian Brzee. But then you look even to Mario Davis. I mean, it's like our old players got really old fast. You know, in the NFL, it's just the way it is. I mean, all of a sudden, you're getting plays and – you make it plays, and you're a player that has done it year in and year out. Then all of a sudden, you can't be relied upon. It's just old. And I think DeMario Davis still has something left in the tank. I don't know about Cam Jordan, where he's at right now. But what has Chase Young done? I watch Chase Young get blocked 2-3 yards off the ball.
Bob, so what has he done? Run?
Yeah, against the run.
They sort of went after him because his MO, he wants to get up the field and make a big play. I get that part. He wants to make a big tackle for a loss or try to get a sack. But, man, against the run, it reminded me of that playoff game when kind of the Lions went after him.
Well, and the reason why I don't think it's going to get better, Mike, okay, let me tell you why. Because you know how you could have a snowball effect, positive or negative?
Correct.
And, you know, it could be negative or positive, like I said. But this marked what happened yesterday, the third straight game in which New Orleans had double-digit missed tackles. Okay, three straight games now, double-digit missed tackles. You look, you know, last week we played the Chiefs. It was 12 missed tackles in the loss to the world champs. It was 10 before that when we played the Falcons. And then we all know what happened yesterday. So, Mike, third straight game. So what, the Broncos, all of a sudden, we're going to know how to tackle? I would say that trend, we're probably going to have double-digit missed tackles again against Denver come Thursday night.
We'll talk a little bit more about Spencer Rattler, but he was, to me, a positive in that game.
Especially the first half.
Yeah, and again,
he had a quarterback rating right at like 109.9. That's 110. That's extremely impressive.
Because you look at it, what happened in the second half?
Well, they made adjustments.
They made a big adjustment. Man, you had guys running in free. I mean, you got guys running into the backfield. He had no choice but to get rid of it quicker. That's Todd Bowles coming up with something that, okay, well, we gave him a little bit of coverage and let him roll out here and there in the second quarter. But, man, no more of that.
Well, you look at the first half, Mike. He was 11 of 17, 140 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. He had a passer efficiency rating, and like I said, 109.9. But then you have to play four quarters, and then you look after that, not so much. You know, he threw for 140 yards and a touchdown the first half, but was held in check during the third and fourth quarter, like I was saying, completing only 11 of 23 passes. Well, that's not even 50%. 103 yards with a couple of interceptions in that span. But I don't know if I've ever witnessed this, Mike. Maybe you have, and I know it's never good. Our top five tacklers in the Tampa Bay game, well, all DBs. Not one or two, or maybe even three, five. Paulson Adebo, Lattimore, Houghton, Abram, Alante Taylor were our five top tacklers in all DBs. I don't think I've ever witnessed this. Like DeMario Davis, he ended up having six tackles, three solo. Willie Gay was the only one who came up with a sack, but then he got juked one time and he missed the tackle, and then, I don't know, he's in position, couldn't close out. But, no, a very disheartening, humbling loss, and embarrassing loss, however you want to describe it. You can't sugarcoat it. You cannot sugarcoat it, and I've always taken up for Dennis Allen. I said, I don't know what is going to happen on the offensive side of the ball, but I think our defense is going to hang. Well, as of late, they ain't been hanging. They've been getting gashed about with those missed tackles.
And Bob, I got so many people send me the deal. And Mike, who the hell is this Sean Tucker, the running back for the Bucks? And I saw him. He was a highly recruited player
from
coming
Syracuse,
out of
right?
He went to Syracuse, and he was a good player there. Just that his workout stuff, okay, he wasn't the biggest, fastest guy around. So he gets to be an undrafted free agent. And he looked like a first-round pick yesterday.
Well, we put him in the Pro Bowl. I'm not saying in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
Mike, Tucker comes in. He enters Sunday's game with 30 career rushing yards. Okay, 30. Not 130, but 30 career rushing yards. Well, he racked up 136 yards on the ground and 56 more through the air. So he had 192 total yards. What is that, Alvin Kamara? Is that Christian McCaffrey? I mean, Tucker had that kind of game. Mike, like I said, now, the one guy, who's the guy from Oregon that they drafted?
Oh, Bucky Irvin.
Now, him, I was like, if you truly follow it, you can recognize Bucky Irvin. Okay, Tucker averaged 9.7, where he averaged right at 6 yards a carry. They both had 14 carries, and then he had a 5.8, basically a 6-yard average. So Tucker, if you break it down, you round it off, Tucker averaged 10 yards a carry, and Bucky Irvin averaged 6 yards a carry.
So that's why you gave up 7.9 yards a carry yesterday.
Right, 7.9, and then Alvin Kamara had 3.1 average.
Bobby, if you can't run the football in this league, you're in trouble. And I watched the Cowboys and the Lions. What did the Lions do yesterday? I mean, they just fed it to them over and over and over again and said, I dare you to stop it. And, you know, they got the big playability. Jared Goff really threw the football well yesterday. But it was the physicality, and the Cowboys can't run it. The Saints can't run it. And you can see teams that have difficulties running the ball. You ain't going anywhere. You stuck in neutral.
And you look at the Lions and who's running the show there. That's a Saints alum. I mean, Mickey Loomis can elaborate on that. Look at Coach Campbell. You look at Aaron Glenn. And what they're doing in Detroit. No, the Detroit is the team. They told Dallas they were going to smack him in the mouth.
And
they
did.
Not only they walked the talk, and they did it. And happy birthday, Jerry Jones.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We got the phone lines full, so let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all making out?
Right, Hollywood. How was the trip to KC?
It was nice. Kansas City fans, we tailgate with them. They barbecued me some ribs, gave me some water, gave my wife some drinks and stuff like that. They were very kind.
Awesome.
Yeah, in the Midwest, yeah, they kind. Then I like those Philly fans or something.
And
yeah.
Even the coach for Philly getting into a scuffle, so to speak.
Fans.
Man,
yeah.
Hey, come on.
Why are you even interacting with the fans?
I mean,
Philadelphia. Are you kidding? That's the worst place.
Man, he's on the short walk of the plank in Philly if you start hollering back at the Philly fans.
Well, he's incompetent.
Bobby, he ain't got much longer left. Steve Geller don't like to hear that, but the Eagles, man – Sirianni, he's on the short leash there. So go ahead, Hollywood. We kind of got sidetracked.
And Mike, what I like about that stadium, when they do the tomahawk chop, it just puts vibes in your body. It sounds so good and loud in that stadium. You should hear that.
Tomahawk chop.
Bobby heard it for pregame. He said it was the loudest he had ever heard.
No, I said we better jump on it quick, and we didn't against Kansas City. We're down 7-0, so the crowd's going to be in the game. But you know what? In this day and age, political correctness and all that, I'm glad that the Atlanta Braves, Florida State Seminoles, they got permission, and now the Chiefs, they still do the tomahawk chop. I mean, so what? You had Native Americans scalping Caucasians and vice versa. Everybody. In those days, they used to scalp each other because they'd get money for a scalp. I mean, come on. I mean, come on. That happened.
Let's talk about the Saints defense. They know how to tackle. Just doesn't want to tackle. You can't show a grown man how to tackle. If they don't know by now how not to tackle, they should have some changes on that defense, including Dennis Allen as a coach.
Well, the bottom line is, because the CBA and all that, how you practice, and then you're paying the players so much money, you don't want to get anybody hurt, to actually have live drills where you actually tackle. Now, the only thing you could do drills, and maybe you tackle a dummy, but it's not trying to tackle actual skilled human being at running back. So I don't know how you get better. I think a lot of it is desire and passion.
Effort.
And effort.
Yes.
And to me, that has not necessarily been a case. I can say a number of years on the Dennis Allen, the defense.
They've always been good tackles.
No, but not the last three games.
No, they haven't.
No. And so all of a sudden, that ain't good. So how do you you know, it was a tackling machine that hadn't been available? Pete Werner. Pete Werner knows right. how to tackle. So you look, okay, but it's no excuse. Everybody's dealing with injuries. So when you're like, okay, or do you tackle or not tackle?
Look, the Lions. They've lost their starting two defensive ends within the last 3 weeks. You lose Marcus Davenport, and now you lose Aiden Hutchinson.
And he broke his leg pretty bad.
And so that's gone for the year with Aiden. Just hope that, man,
he can come back
and then come back
and
next year.
Play at a high level, get rewarded.
Because he's one hell of a football player. You hate to see that happen.
But what do you think
Bobby,
about
you
the Hollywood?
Report?
Yeah, the Saints injury report.
It's going to be lengthy.
17 players that are in.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is you might say next man up, but it doesn't matter who's the next man. All I know, which is not good, the offensive line, we're speculating on that in August. Okay, that might be the weak link. And all I know is, then the season just started. We're already in our fourth center. And, Mike, you know how we talk about how important the center position is.
Center position is really,
and
we're
on our fourth center. I mean.
And yesterday you had.
But the center don't have to tackle.
That's right.
Again, the center don't play on defense.
Right now. Now, I'm not talking about before the season, but right now, your biggest concern to me is more open field tackling than it is offensive line. And that's saying something.
Right. To me, what's puzzling, it wasn't that long ago, how can you hold Atlanta to no offensive touchdowns, and you have that performance yesterday against Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield and that offensive team. Now, the one guy who the Saints, everybody thinks like Michael, Mike Evans is the guy. You know who's the Saints killer? Chris Godwin.
Man.
Chris Godwin. Charlie, you had those numbers. The last three games, it's even been worse than this. But you look at 14 games versus the Saints. He has 75 catches, 9 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards receiving. That's the son of a gun. Chris Godwin from Penn State.
Okay, Bob.
You know, we think like, oh, Mike Evans at all. No. And that's the number two guy. We don't have no number two guy like that.
Okay.
And you know what? He's a big guy.
Godwin caught a 3-yard pass and went 55 yards downfield.
I think we were trying to pull the flag.
It was almost like pinball.
I think
the guys didn't tackle him. They were kind of bouncing off of him. It was a pinball type of deal.
And whether you're young or old, you know, whatever. You know, I've been disappointed as of late. What about Kool-Aid? Nick Saban would be chewing his ass out. McKittrick, Kool-Aid ain't done jack trying to tackle. He's been, man, I'm a pro now. I'm going to be on easy street. No, Kool-Aid has been very disappointing as far as, making tackles. And the safety, to me, was not positioned as a whole. All of a sudden, you lose Tyrann Mathieu, right? You know who's been disappointing and has not grown? Jordan Howden. Well, what the hell he's doing?
And Bob, I thought he would have a breakout year this year, and
it has not happened. Yeah, he broke out and fell through the ceiling. and then, Mike, if you look at the safety position as a whole, like Will Harris, now he's on IR. I mean, I always talk about the last time we had truly accountability in production was Malcolm Jenkins and Marcus Williams. Okay, then we had a Honey Badger. But right now, the safety position is kind of a liability. We were so desperate. He's a special teams ace. We haven't played JT Gray and stuff. And hope anywhere. But it's bad on the back end. In other words, you get to that second level, a lot of running backs will say, man, I might take it to the house.
And that's where all these big chunk plays are happening. You breaking an initial tackle or getting hit and kind of bouncing off, and you making all this yards after touch.
And you know, to not be, because this is basically, a Saints Who Dat Nation show. So show you it's not all negative. You know what I could say, what I was encouraged by? We finally threw the ball to the tight end.
And they caught it.
And they caught it. If you look at the tight end position, they had 5 targets, 5 catches. Foster Morrow and Juwan Johnson. They had 102 yards total. So that's a positive. I don't know. Derek Carr never threw the tight end this much. So good for Spencer Rattler, doing that. I mean, now, it's a mixed bag. Okay, I was positive. But then I have to say something I said in the pregame I was really encouraged by. But now it turned into a negative. You know who had the number one red zone defense in the NFL? The Saints.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we were number one. We only giving up 25% touchdown rate in the red zone, number one in the league. Did Tampa Bay get the memo that we were the number one red zone defense?
Apparently not.
All of a sudden, they were 4 or 5 getting touchdowns in the red zone.
Man.
So then it was a positive and turned into a negative. I'm telling you, the only true positive was that I think Spencer Rattler in the first half, and we threw it a tight end.
Bob, I like what I saw of Spencer. He showed a lot of poise. He threw the ball on balance. And he can make plays that's not scripted, kind of impromptu stuff because of his feet. Because of his ability to
move. Yeah, he can extend
around.
Plays, but ain't no damn Lamar Jackson or Jay Daniels.
Well, he can't run like that, but very few guys can.
No, I'm just telling you. Now, you can extend plays. There's different levels of that. But Jay Daniels and Lamar Jackson, those two cats are on different levels.
But if you watch Lamar.
And then Caleb Williams. Look what Caleb Williams now doing with the Bears as of late.
And he's rode the roller coaster.
Yeah, you handle adversity. You can't be scared or feel sorry for yourself.
Not when they're paying you that kind of money.
They'll get somebody else. I mean, come on. You got to fight.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on the Second Guess Show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Nick in Mississippi. Nick, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I haven't called in a while, Bobby. So first, I just wanted to tell you my condolences, man, about your mother. I'm praying for you, dude, and keep your head up.
My mom lived a great life, and I know where she's at. She was a godly woman. So she tried to put that in me.
True dad.
Yeah. So, life on earth is so short, you could snap a finger, a blink of an eye. And then it's kind of over. So you better hope for eternity. So I don't know. I'm banking on my Messiah Jesus, and I know my mom did. So that's why I'm encouraged by that. And you mourn because you lose a loved one because you can't communicate with them or see them.
But she lived a good life.
A great life to put up with my daddy. Oh yeah.
Go ahead, Nick.
So, guys, my question is about Dennis Allen, and I'll be honest, guys, I really like Dennis Allen, and I really want Dennis Allen to work out. Yesterday, it just seemed like, as Dennis Allen has been our head coach, we go in at halftime, and we eat a bunch of beignets, and we come out, and we look just lost in the second half. And the teams that we're playing, Tampa put on a clinic yesterday of how to make the adjustments and just run away with that game. It seems like we never do that. So I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that.
Well, you got to give Todd Bowles and his staff a lot of credit. Even Spencer Rattler noticed, man, they played me a little different in the second half than the first half. Just looking like a tale of two halves, so to speak.
Pressure breaks the pipe, and it broke it in the second half yesterday.
And then, let me tell you, look, Tampa sacked Rattler 4 times in the second half. You look at the first half, he threw 140 yards, like I said, a touchdown in the first half. He was held and checked in the third and fourth quarter. He was 11 of 23, 103 yards, like I said, and a couple of interceptions. But the thing being is that it's like a chess match. It's all about adjustments. And that's why I'm telling you, I don't know if Spencer Rattler is a long-term answer. He's going to have an opportunity. I mean, I think he is an NFL quarterback. And Warren Moon told me this. He goes, Bobby, all these young cats, and they come into play. This could be before we were playing, 60s, 70s, or when we played, and even in the future. They might be a flash in the pan for 2 or 3 weeks, or maybe a month. What do you do after a month? What do you do after that third or fourth game when they got film on you, and how do you play?
It's all about consistency.
Yeah, how do you play? At, you know who has grown? If you look at that, how you handle adversity. Look at Caleb Williams with the Bears. He sucked in the beginning of the season. But look how he's adjusted. Now, it doesn't matter who you're playing, but that's what I'm saying. What Spencer Rattler needs to do, every opportunity, you have to realize how teams might try to stop you. And it's good that you can extend a play or get out the pocket. You run a bootleg, but you still got to make plays within the pocket. You want to be able to do both. You talk about adversity. Look at Baker Mayfield and how he fights where he was at with Tampa Bay. Look at the Browns. He did too many damn commercials. They ran him out of town.
He goes to Carolina. It didn't work out there.
It didn't even look like the same guy with Tampa Bay as Carolina.
No, it didn't.
Now, he kind of went to the Rams back in the season, and he played a couple of games, and then he parlays that, goes to Tampa Bay, and take advantage of opportunity. It's all about opportunity, but how do you grow as a quarterback? So that's what you have to do.
Sam Darnold's another example.
Sam Darnold.
Bounced all over this league.
I want to say Sam Darnold one time against the Saints with Carolina, he had like one or two completions going to the end of the fourth quarter.
They still won.
Look what he's doing with the Vikings right now. No, not with Carolina, he didn't win. But Mike, look what he's doing right now with the Vikings. And you know how you learn to be a better quarterback? When he was in San Francisco. Now, he wasn't necessarily playing, but he's in those meetings.
Shanahan.
And you practice him. And look how they got better and what he's done now with the Vikings. So that's why it's not going to be all rosy. And quarterbacks have to realize that. And I think Spencer Rattler, he got his feet wet. I don't think he was overwhelmed. I think he the task at hand.
I think he handled everything very well.
He accepted the challenge.
With no running game. That's the other part of this. Because the best help for, and you know this as well as anybody, is that you got a running game, and it's non-existent the past couple weeks.
And the same thing, like, oh, Kubiak, he forgot how to call plays? No. If we don't run the ball, he's going to look very average. If we can run the ball, all of a sudden, he's a great. Look, after two games, we were ready saying, we won't be able to keep Kubiak because he'll get a head coach somewhere else. Because 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. But is Kubiak still hot? What have you done for me lately? I don't think so.
This team dramatically changed with two events. Eric McCoy goes down against Eagles and Taysom Hill.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay, and all this, next man up. The next man isn't close to Eric McCoy or Taysom Hill. Again, that's great for the locker room. You've heard it. Coaches say it. But there is... That doesn't make any sense when you think about it, because if the next man was every bit as good, he wouldn't be watching. He'd be playing.
Well, you can't pay everybody, but are we getting better? Do you think even in the interior, the front seven on defense, because we've talked about the linebackers and all that and Chase Young, the DNs with Cam Jordan and all that. But with Brian Brzee, I still think he has to get better against the run. But Colin Sanders and Nathan Shepard. Are they better than David Onyemata or Shai Tuttle?
They ain't better than David. I can tell you that.
I don't think so.
David Onyemata was a really good football player. Really, really good football player. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in our number one of the Second Guess show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, with a short week, everybody's asked, what kind of goes on in that short week between you finishing a game on Sunday and then you
playing?
Well,
you can't practice.
Practicing.
You're trying to recover from the game. And now, you can mentally practice as far as watching film and what you need to do. But as far as physically, we're not doing tackling drills this week to tackle better. No, you got to be a pro. You got to accept the challenge. And I think Paul Sotodivo, he did say this. We all need to look in the mirror. I need to look in the mirror. What can I do to be better? So that's going to be the case. But Mike, it's kind of intriguing, even the game tonight. That's a pick 'em. But the Bills are a one-point favorite against the Jets.
That started at like 3, 3.5. It's down to 1. That means that's, man, that's a lot of money going on the Jets for it to change that dramatically.
So maybe that's wishful thinking. They want the Jets to turn their season around.
Yeah, well, wishful thinking, not with my money, so to speak. I think somebody else can do it. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 878 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!